Thanks for tuning into Upward Way Podcast. If you're looking to be spiritually blessed, moved, and inspired, there is no doubt you are in the right place. On our show, guests recount their encounter with Christ and how their lives have been transformed through the grace and love of God. And now, please welcome our host.
Hello and welcome to Upward Way. I am your host, Marlon Walters. Today, I'm happy to have a guest coming on who I would say is a repeat guest. He was here maybe 3 or so years ago when we were just in the infancy of Upward Way. And today, he also is one of, would say, advisors to Upward Way Ministry. John Noel, welcome to Upward Way.
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be a guest on Upward Way.
Yes, and I should also say that he's one of the presenters, host presenters of Voice in the Wilderness Ministry. So I wanted to ensure that you allow that name to resonate. And if you're a student of the Bible, when you hear the voice in the wilderness, at least two names should come to your mind, Elijah and also John the Baptist. So his ministry is about that voice in the wilderness. So Brother John, or sometimes I may refer to you as Elo John, I just want you to just do a little summary of your journey as a servant of the King.
Okay. Well, journey was of West Indian origin, first generation, and brought up in an Anglican home, Church of England. From youth, wasn't a very serious churchgoer, but I had faith. And as I got older, say my early 20s, I was searching for God. And that's where I met Evangelist Gary Harrison and Pastor Reginald Wright, who gave me a tract about the Sabbath truth. And that was my first introduction to Seventh-day Adventism. And that tract stunned me. And it took me 3 days to get over that tract. And believe it or not, it was the introduction of that tract that introduced me not only to the light of present truth to the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but to the very ministry that I'm working in now. So that's basically summarizing that the same ministry that had introduced me to Christ under the light of the third angel's message is the same ministry that God called me to.
I mean, isn't that amazing? Wow. It's really amazing, as you said, you know, those who introduced you or the minister that introduced you is the very ministry you are serving today. So, yeah. I mean, what has that, let's say, taught you?
It's basically taught me that God will use whom he pleases. And the audience may not know, but they can go back to the previous podcast. But for those new to the podcast, the two founders of the ministry who introduced me to the message, they're now laying asleep in Jesus. It's been now 11 years this year since they've passed away. So that's taught me, as I said, that the Lord will use whom he will, you know. And so it's taught me humility more than anything else, really. And respect for God's servants.
Wonderful. So in keeping with that, because I know I will allow you to share a bit more as to, you know, what you do. But in terms of your motivation for ministry, as you said, God would use whoever he chooses. You know, what has been the motivating factor to keep you? It's twofold: to keep you walking with Christ and then to dedicate your life to full-time ministry. What has been that motivation?
Quite simply, the love of Christ. But specifically, it's the power of his love through the Holy Spirit. Because the power that I experienced when the message was introduced to me, I'd never experienced that power in my life before. You see, that was the power of his presence. And that's quite simply, it's the power of Christ's presence. That's my desire to desire him, his presence in my life more and more. You see? So that's really it, Elder Marlon, you know. It's God himself.
Yes, what better motivation than God himself? I really love that. And, you know, once God is in, the center, then everything will work. It will work well because
Yes.
your life is just revolving around the most important element. So I can see why you have continued, and I can see why you have remained youthful, though you are, going up in age, as we'll say. All right. So,
Yes, I'm 55 now, by God's grace.
okay. You're 5 years old. All right. I got that, but though, just to walk us through on our voice in the wilderness, a little background about this ministry. You mentioned the founding fathers, but I mean, you can decide to start wherever you want to start with them, or just,
Yes.
what happens now. Walk us through, because I know there are different branches that falls underneath that umbrella of Voice in the Wilderness ministry.
Yes. Okay, fine. Well, Voice in the Wilderness was established by God in the year 1992 by then Brother Gary Harrison and then Brother Reginald Wright. They eventually became evangelist Gary Harrison. He was a famous evangelist in London and Jamaica, and Pastor Reginald Wright became the famous international speaker. Called his Sunday, the Lord's Day, the Mark of the Beast. They just went straight to the point, and that track caused a lot of feet to shuffle, I would say. Some people didn't like it, but some people did, and they actually left the Sunday churches to come into Seventh-day Adventism. So that's how the ministry started. And through the ministry, there was a revival that happened in the United Kingdom. And our home church was the most vibrant church in the country. Even the conference president came down to find out what was going on. Yes, and that's how. So that's to give you the impact that Voice in the Wilderness was having initially. I came after that, and I was baptized in 1995. And you could say that I came at the tail end of the initial revival. The revival started between 1992 and 1994. So the Lord knew when to call me when things were dying down a bit. And so from there, so from 1995, in 1996, Wilderness Publications was established by Evangelist Gary Harrison and Pastor Reginald Wright. And that's where we started our own publishing house proper. And we'd done our first professional publication in 1997. That was the Naked, sorry, 1999. The Naked Truth About Cults and Erroneous Teachings. That was with Elder Sam Henry. He was the man that lost a wife and five children at Waco. So that's just, and then Wilderness Publications grew from there. Another branch was Wilderness Digital Media, which is where we started to produce videos, VHS, then CDs, and then DVDs, and then YouTube videos. So the ministry branched from the ministry of the word, preaching and teaching, to those two subdivisions. And that's what leads us down to today, basically, Elder Marlon. As simple as that, really, So that's how the ministry started, and that's how it's grown to today.
Yes, so I mean, I'm trying to do the math. Let's say 1992 would have been the official. So if I were to do some calculation, it would have been about, say, 42, 43 years. I'm sorry, not 30, 40, 32, 33 years ago that everything started.
Yes,
And
that's
as
right.
you said, it
Yes.
created a revival in the UK. So, I
Yes.
mean, this wasn't a question that I had in mind, but nowadays our world has become more fast-paced and people expect results overnight, almost
Yes.
immediately. So from your experience,
Yeah.
being such a wise person, what would you say to individuals when they engage in ministry and maybe things are just moving at a snail's pace? What would be your
Oh,
motivation
yeah.
to
So
them?
I'm glad you asked that question. Do you know that we've got the answer in the Spirit of Prophecy, in the testimonies? And I'm sure it's in one of the, because what's in the testimonies is in some of the other books. God tells us, when the Bible says, run that they may read, you
Yes.
see? Or in essence, that they're running. So in essence, because people are moving fast now, they haven't got time to be reading deep and long. So my advice is keep it simple. And that's where you need the wisdom of God, because our message can be made simple so that people, when they're on the train, they can get the message. When they're on the plane, they can get the message. When they're running. So you've got to ask the Lord to teach you how to make tracts and booklets and even sermons simple so that when they're commuting, when they're reading, they can get the message. And it's possible. It is, you see.
Yes.
So that's what it is. Keep it simple.
Yes, actually, I don't remember if it's in public speaking, if it's in business English, but have come across that term several times. KISS, kiss, keep it simple, and maybe
Yes.
they said sweet or something extra. So here we have it,
Yes.
once you keep it simple, then it actually works. Now, for
Yes.
Yeah, and I mean, it's your interview, but also what I've experienced in my own life too, as a, let's say, not so experienced presenter, that whenever I think I'm asked to share or I'm preparing to share, that's one of the first thing I try to do. Start with a simple, moving to more
Yes.
complex. And when you look at Jesus's
Yes.
model, that's what he did. He had an audience. But he did not try to show himself to be, the most intelligent or the sharpest
Yes.
tool in the shed. He used farming experiences and all of those things that everyone could relate to. And he shared a
Yes.
broader message. So it's
Yes.
powerful, yeah.
Yes. If you can I say this, Elder Marden, what drew me to our
Sure.
message was also it gets straight to the point. And that was one of the identify, and that is the identifying mark of the truth. Because all the other denominations that I was studying with, there was always long, complex explanations about things. But I noticed that whenever you read, like, well, the Bible itself and the Spirit of Prophecy and our writers, they get straight to the point. You see, that is a trademark of the Holy Ghost. God, the axe gets laid at the root. So that's the key, you see. It's learning to lay that axe at the root, you see.
Yes.
So, yeah, that's what I'd like to share as well.
All right, so there are too many, there are two more questions I will throw at you. The first one is, it's obvious, but at the same time, it's not as obvious. So, how can the audience benefit from your message? So, you have radio as a part, you have the printed pages as a part, and then you have sermon. So, how can those who
Yes.
tune in really benefit?
Okay, well, we host the podcasts through RSS.com, and that's where the radio station podcasts are hosted, as well as through Spotify as well as through YouTube, as well as our own website, Witness Publications. It's got a download page where you can download like 48 messages that the late pastor Wright left. So we make our material available freely to the people, you see, and that's the way that they can benefit from it. Well, those that are free, obviously, because the books, with the bookstore, they can order the books that they need. Yes.
Keeping it simple, as you said, right? But I know there's a bit
Yes.
more. Yeah, I know there's a bit more because I think recently you had a new release. Let me see if I can try to find it in my own.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
Right.
the seventh
Yeah,
day
so you want me to
Sabbath.
elaborate a bit more? That's fine.
Yes, and
Yes.
any other
Sure.
recent or future releases, you could just talk a bit
Yes,
about
okay,
those.
fine. Yes. Well, there's plenty to share. There's plenty to share. I've got my information here. So from the last time, like we produce a health booklet that's called The 8 Laws of Health, where it started as a health magazine. And then you know how our sisters can be. Oh, it's too big. I want something smaller.
Yes.
We produced that in A6, and that's proved to be very popular. And we've produced thousands of those that have gone out throughout the UK and throughout the world. They've gone out as well. So that's been an update. That's the 8 Laws of Health booklet, which is simply the Ministry of Healing, but packaged in magazine form. Because one thing I
Okay.
believe is that we don't need to reinvent the truth. So there's that. Then, believe it or not, we've done a track called Black Gods or Jesus. And that's to deal with that's to help the brethren. You know, many of the people of the brethren are going into the Hebrew Israelite religion and these religions based upon color. So it doesn't just deal with people, you know, black people alone, but the principle is that it helps people to realize it warns them not to go in a religion based upon skin color,
Right.
but to base a religion based upon Christ, you see. So, and that was done under protest as well, because I didn't want to really get into any racial issue, you see.
Okay.
I stayed clear of it, but there was a need. So there's that. Then there's a track called At Least These My Brethren,
The
which is
least of
basically the
the
parable of
least
the sheep and the goats.
one, the least of these, my
Yeah.
brethren. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. Let me slow down if I'm going too fast.
No, it's fine. There was something I
I'm
heard below.
excited. I'm excited to see. There's nothing that gets me so excited than the work.
Yes, sure.
Okay, yes, we've done a track called The Least of These, My Brethren. And it's mainly in reach because in the church, as you know, and only the Lord knows, I'm not pointing a finger, but many times the poorest and the most needy are neglected. And it was just a reminder, because I preached a sermon on it, that to remind ourselves to always look out for those who are the poorest and who have the most need, and not just to focus on your friends, your families, and your circle alone. Because God is going to judge us not upon what we have done for him so much, but what we've neglected to do for him. So that tracks has gone well, has gone down well. Moving on again, there was an issue here in the UK about assisted dying, where the government basically are trying to pass a law which basically legalizes suicide. And so we've done a track called Assisted Dying, Murder or Death with Dignity. And that was to expose how the humanists are the ones that are pushing it. And they themselves say that they are against God and against his law. This is their own words, not mine, you see. So to make the people aware that there is a specific agenda to defy the law of God, and that's what's behind it. And that tracks has gone down well. As well as another tract was the attitude and teachings of Mrs. E.G. White against the different Bible translations, because that was just information from one of her relatives to help people to realize why she mainly used the King James Version than other translation. That was more just in reach, more for general information. So it's not a major publication, just something again. And then we produced the CD, which I have here. It's called The Restoration of the Family Unit. And that was from the series of radio broadcasts, four series of meetings. And that was more to reach the community because, as you know, the purpose of the gospel is to restore the family unit. And that's just to help. Because, as you know, Adaman, you're a family man yourself. This is where it all starts. And there are so many families that are fighting each other. And so that's for the church and outreach to teach us all to love one another, you see. And so that's what our movement is about. And again, that's what many of us fail to realize. We're talking about prophecy, dates, times, and this reform, that reform. But the purpose of the gospel is to restore the family. You can be talking about all these things, but if you're kissing your teeth at your husband and your wife, what it's the rest is nonsense, isn't it? No? And so it's back to basics. So that's the purpose of that. And as a testimony, I gave it to a Hindu and a few weeks ago, and she loves it so much, she's been sending the CDs to her friends. And that's helping her to with her family. So that was that. And the last thing is, yeah, the Seventh Day Sabbath sought out. For those who may, this is the publication here. That's been doing very well. And would you believe it that the books have sold in Brazil for the first time last month? We had our first customers from Brazil, and that was good to know. And that's been going now all over the world. That book, which basically teaches people that our message is not a new message. We weren't the first people to say that, that enforced under keeping is the mark of the beast.
Yes,
You
quite
see,
a number
so
of.
that book was, it was written in 1657. And it's a great book to have. Yes. Sorry, Elder Marden.
Yes, my internet got a bit unstable, but I got all of what you said. Yes, so I mean, quite a lot, and I'm happy that okay. Yes, I'm happy to hear about those publications, and yeah, maybe I need to get a few of those. I specifically love that one about the family, because
Yes.
I too know that society. Or maybe let me not so go so far so quickly, but you know that within a community, if the family is intact, then there is joy. And if you go into, let's say, a learning environment, a school setting, if the learners are coming from a good
Yes.
home, then the issues will be better resolved. And if you think about the
Yes,
workplace, it's
most
the same. And
certainly.
if you look about, think about the society,
Yes.
the once the family unit is
Yes.
intact, then society benefits. So, I guess the final thing I'll ask, I know you have mentioned, but where can people find you? Do you have Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of these platforms? Where can people find you? And then, maybe how can they connect and to
Yes.
order materials?
Yes, we are. There is a Facebook page that's for the internet radio station. So I just need to type in the Voice of the Wilderness Internet Radio, and you'll find our Facebook page there. We on YouTube as well. We've got YouTube channels, plural. It's just to type in Voice of the Wilderness, and you should come up with one of our channels, basically. And obviously, I can send you the links afterwards. The radio station is vitwradio.org. That's to connect to the radio station. I said via Spotify as well. You just type in Voice in the Wilderness Internet Radio. And the website is wildernesspublications.org. That's wildernesspublications.org. And those are the main reference points for communication as such, emails, just inquiries at wildernesspublications.org, and the telephone numbers included with all of our websites as well. So yeah, so the people are more than free to contact us that way. And yeah, so is that enough information?
Yes, and there's something that you haven't said, and I would also encourage persons, that if God is laying on your heart to support the ministry, in volunteering for through donations, don't refuse, because your input will help to save someone who might be searching for answers, someone who is wandering in the wilderness, wanting to hear a voice. So I'll also add that caveat.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yes. I should have said yes. If you want to donate to support the work, you can do it
Yes.
through the radio station website, and go to the About Us page, and there's a donation button there, you see. And so, yes, that's how people can support us financially that way.
Yes, well, I want to say thanks, Brother John Noel, for taking the time out to, I would say, just give a little summary, a little update as to what has been happening with the ministry. So, to my listening audience, we have been speaking with Brother John Noel, one of the host presenters of Voice in the Wilderness Ministry. And he has gone through giving us his own initiation into the faith and the ministry. He was introduced via a tract, he read it over a period. 3 days. That's how his faith journey started. Today, he's serving in this very same ministry. And he has outlined to you that, if you think about ministry, keep it simple. Don't try to rush. Allow God to lead, and also make sure you are directing your approach. And of course, he gave his motivation for service along with so many other things. So before we go, do you have any parting words you may want to pass on to the listeners?
Yes. The first thing is Jesus is coming soon, and he's coming for a clean and holy people. We don't hear these words much. Be ye clean that be the vessels of the Lord. We're all works in progress, but we've got to be determined to overcome sin. Because that's the reason why Jesus died, and that's why he's in the heavenly sanctuary now. To cleanse our minds from all these evil thoughts and desires that are striving for the mastery. And be happy in the Lord. Not to be miserable, because how can we be presenting the God of love if we're miserable? You see? And if we are miserable, then we need to get on our knees and ask God for power and strength and refreshment. So those are the main things, you know. And finally, that the truth will triumph. We don't have to worry about what's going on out there. So if we state our marching orders, victory is already assured, so we must be confident that we're on the winning side.
Amen. I love that Jesus is coming soon. He's coming for persons who are clean and don't be miserable and know that
Yes.
the truth will triumph in the end. You've been in tune to Upward Way. Do join us again next week when we'll have another interesting guest sharing his or her story of faith. Subscribe to our weekly episodes on the Apple AWR, Spotify, or Podcast Guru apps. You're welcome to go to Upward Way Facebook page. We are also now on YouTube, so you can also go and listen to this episode and future episodes. And if God impresses you to donate, do not refuse to do that. Until then, I'm Martin Walters saying goodbye. May God bless you.
You've been listening to the Upward Way podcast, the number one audio production show for people who want encouragement and reassurance in a muddled world.